Our topic of Yisachar Zvulun, and of course related to yesterday's parasha. We spoke last week, just a quick summary, we spoke about that there were two approaches in the Achronim, how to understand this relationship of Yisachar Zvulun, whereby Zvulun would be working and supporting Yisachar and Kolel. So one approach was, it was simply a type of tzedaka. You know, just like you help tzedaka with a person who needs food, a person needs help with Tamchei Shabbos, a person needs help getting a job. So another form of tzedaka is helping a person learn. So just it's an Indian of tzedakah. And the other approach, Rav Moshe seemed to favor this, and others as well, and it seemed to be Rashi's understanding, the Ramah's understanding, that there's something unique to Limud HaTorah, whereby there's this relationship of supporting the one in Kolel, and the Kolel guy is giving a schar of himself. It's not something you could apply elsewhere. It's not just Stam Tzedakah. There's a unique relationship when it comes to Limud HaTorah. Those are the two basic approaches we saw last week. And we're going to discuss today now, we're going to see a third approach for Usher Weiss. We'll get to that towards the end. But we're going to discuss from the perspective of the guy in Kolel. So the guy who's supporting the Zvulun, the one making money, so it's a wonderful thing. Either he gets a lot of schar for tzedakah, or he gets like schar of Limud HaTorah. He takes the you know, Yisachar's schar away. But let's take it from the angle of the Yisachar, the guy in Kolel. Is he losing any schar? Is he giving up his schar? What's in it for him? He's being supported, but is he losing anything? So we're going to see three basic approaches found in the Achronim, how to understand Yisachar's perspective. Is he losing anything? Should he engage in such a relationship or not? And then we'll read together outside. I'll have it in front of me. Rav Asher Weiss, his tshuva, and his whole understanding of these different topics. So let's take a look at number one here, the Sefer HaFla. The Sefer HaFla was Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, who's the brother of Shmelka of Nicholsburg, Azocha to be as Kever, a couple years ago. So he was the 18th century of Frankfurt. So he writes the following Hagdama. He's a very, very important, a very chashuv Hagdama. There are many, many pieces to it. So in Os Mem Gimel, he writes the following. The Fla writes that there are those who hold Yesh Minash Mashpim Bimida Gasa. They're very, very important Mashpim, very important influencers, rabbis. Shesovrim shekonin minatam chacham chelak mitarasa. That you're allowed to purchase someone's schar limnatara. Kederach shar masamatin. Just like I could go to the store and buy some food, I could buy groceries, I could buy water, I could buy drinks, I could buy food, I could buy clothing, I could buy schar limnatara. That's how many things. However, that Fla felt very uncomfortable with this, and he says as follows. Omnam chalila mechashov kain. Chalila, to think such a thing. Would a person, with a Talmud Chacham, a true, honest Talmud Chacham, be willing to sell even a moment of his Olam Haba for anything in Olam Hazeh? For Kol Shekein, even more so, he writes, Sha Achas B'Torah Shi Chashuva Mikol Chai Olam Haba. More so, Limna Torah, which is even greater than Chai Olam Haba. Would he really sell such a thing? Could you put a price tag on the hours, moments of learning Torah? Reading just the underline now, right below that, Zep Pashti, the crowd, that's a Pashit, try the Pasuk, Rachok min Pnimim Michra, that it's far from the sale of something so precious, you can't sell it. There's no price tag on something so precious. She'ef shar liknos osa afil bom haba, she'nikah Pnimim. Pnimim is the Olam Haba, it's deep, it's the deepest place in the world. You can't put a price tag on it. How do you even fathom selling such a thing? Inyan, he writes, Shekol echad mekabla schara mishalim. V'kamosh amru ha-mashal. So everyone who supports, they're going to receive a schar. They will receive a schar. We're not taking someone else's schar away. So Zvulun, who's supporting the guy learning the Torah, the Zvulun's going to get schar. But you're not taking away from Yisachar's schar. And he gives the following mashal, which we'll see is attacked by Ramosha. But the Fla gives the following mashal. Kamosh amru ha-mashal miner shemalik mimenu. You light from one candle to another candle. Vein mechaser oro. He doesn't lose. The first candle that gives its fire to the next candle, that first candle isn't losing anything. So Yisachar is simply passing the flame on to Zvulun. Zvulun's also getting a flame. He's also getting his schar, but Yisachar is not losing. The first candle isn't losing. So to Kena machzikin nolin scharm meis Hashem min Hashemayim. Those who are machzik Torah, those who support the Torah, they're not losing. They're just gaining from Hashem. They cannot touch the schar of a Talmud Chacham. And he goes on to give a few explanations in Chazal, in the underline here. Vadaze perashnu ha-mishnah, that's how he explained the mission of Avos, he says. Ha-omer sheli shelcha v'shelcha sheli. Mine is yours, yours is mine. And he gives a very interesting pshat. He says, Am ha'aretz she'omer l'tam l'chacham. And Am ha'aretz says to Tam l'chacham, listen, Moshe li, I make a lot of money. Shalcha, I'm going to give you some of my money. V'torah shalcha, and your Torah, Sheli, will be mine. Great deal. So says Hafla, Zehu midas Am ha'aretz. Shein ata yodeya adma. You're not ma'aret. You don't know the value of limud Torah. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work. You just go ahead, buy everything in the world. You can also buy limud Torah. It doesn't work that way. You don't buy it and take it away from him. You can help support, and that's a wonderful thing. There's a great schar, but you're not buying it away from him. V'kvar amarnu, there's that remez b'mishah psachim. He has another remez found in the Gemara psachim, the Mishah psachim, daf peites. Ha'memana imo acher b'chelko. A person who includes someone else in his chabur of eating the Karban Pesach, Rishayim b'nei chabur litein lo chelko, and the b'nei chabur could give him his portion, that the visitor, the new guest, give him his chelek. Ochel mishalo, you eat your chelek, hey, ochel mishalo, and we eat our side. Wrote to Lomer, this is his drasha. The Hafla writes, Mi she'yev sharlo lasok b'chelek taraso, a person who can't learn, whatever the reason is, he doesn't have the time, doesn't have the ability, he chelko le'om haba, he gets his chelek on Om Haba, and he can include others with him. Shem Yumadu Avuro, he'll learn on his behalf, because he can't learn this guy who's supporting him. Fu Yefarnasam, he'll support the guy in Kolo. Ein Baze Grias Chas V'Shalom L'Tam L'Chacham. By a person supporting a guy in Kolo, it's not taking away from the Kolo guy's schar. Lomar to say, Alem Shemochin Tarasam B'Shil Parnasas Olam Hazeh. The Kolo guy's not selling his schar. The Bnei Chabur, the ones learning, I'm giving you a chelek. You have your own chelek. You're getting a schar for machzik in Torah. You're going to get your chelek in Om Haba. But our chabur, our kolo, we're still going to get our same chelek. There's no detracting from the schar of the person in kolo. And that's exactly what it means in the pasuk. He writes, each portion, each person will get to rejoice in their own chelek. Yisachar gets his same schar he would have always gotten. And Zvulun just gets an additional schar for supporting Limna Torah, but no one's taking the schar of Yisachar. That's how the Afla understands this. Now Ramosha took issue with this mashal. He did not think this was correct. Ramosha, we saw a little bit last week, it's a very long tshuva. It's Chelek Dal Yerdeya Simen Laman Zayin. And he was raised this question, this is Ost Tezayin, you can read that second paragraph in the bold where it says Aval. He thinks they're actually, that Yisachar does lose some of his schar in Olm Haba. How so? Aval Anias Daiti, Pashim, Ubar. It's simple, it's clear. She has schar hu rak echad li Yisachar she'iga v'omel kozman rak b'torah. The schar of Yisachar learning, being Osek in learning, Al kamozman halimur shenisosaf liyisachar mishum shiapanei luma. So let's say Yisachar can learn 12 hours a day, and the other, let's say 6 hours, he has to make parnas. So right now, 12 hours is his. That's guaranteed. That's a given. But now, by someone supporting him, he's gained another 6 hours to learn. So Moshe says the 12 hours he would have learned anyways, that's untouchable. It's the additional amount of learning, the additional quality of learning, that's where Moshe says might get split. So he says again, Al Kamos HaYagia, the quantity of the Yagia Amal Shinisafsu, that gets added on, the amount of time, the amount of quality, Gam Amal Shinis Gadda B'Torah, how much he's grown in Limud HaTorah as well, all that put together, Shagam Azeh Shinis Gadda B'Torah B'Limudo, he's going to become greater by putting more hours, more time, less concern of making money, Ika Schar, there's Schar for that, Shekomi Shinis Gadda B'Yoser, Yeshlo Gam Schar Yoser. So in other words, he's saying there's two types of Schars for learning. One is time, and one is gain, quality. So two guys could be learning the same amount of time, 60 minutes, they're both getting 60 minutes of learning. But a person who grows his understanding, his depth, the pilpul, the ian, there's going to be an additional schar for the quality of learning. So this person who's now just been granted more time to learn because it's very nice, this nice balabas, so he gets more hours in the day, which means more quantity, more quality, that's all additional schar he got. Every detail of Limud Torah, whatever that means, there's additional schar without being able to access, to understand, to assess how much schar, but there's a lot of schar that a person gets for learning. And that amount, that additional amount that he's being availed to learn, that's what gets divided between Yisachar and Zvulun. Me'achar de lo haya efshar li Yisachar l'kayim limud kezeh b'atzmo. Had this friend, the Zvulun, would have helped him, would not have helped him out, he couldn't have learned the extra 6 hours. He couldn't have accomplished more. He couldn't have grown more. So those 6 hours that are being added, that's what's being divided by Yisachar and Zvulun. V'gam yesh tam lezeh, there's some reason to this. Me'achar sheruba de inshe, most people, efshar l'kayim ish echad b'atzmo. No person could accomplish all this on his own. Most people can't support their wife and kids and learn at the same time full time. It's not possible. There are some anshe yichidi, some people were zocha to have a lot of parnasa and to learn a lot. Most people can't accomplish both. So there's no way Yisachar could have been so great had he not had the help of this Zvulun. It makes sense why Zvulun should have a chelek of the additional growth and learning. V'yafilu kishla yalanu shum tam. Even though we can't fully appreciate this, ein l'shanos milashon ha'mafurish b'lashon Ramah v'shach. It's pretty clear. The simple understanding of the Ramah was that there's this tanai, there's a stipulation, there's a condition, there's an agreement that they split the schar of Yisachar. So while by the flaw says you cannot touch the schar of Yisachar, Yisachar doesn't lose an ounce of his schar, but Moshe says he does. Because that additional learning he gets, it would have been impossible had he not had Zvulun. Therefore, the additional schar is in fact split between Yisachar and Zvulun. So Rav Moshe says he's not really losing, actually. He's really gaining, because had Zvulun not helped him, he wouldn't have been able to learn that. So he's actually gaining. Now, he's not gaining 100%, he's gaining 50%, but he's still gaining, because had Zvulun not been around, he would have been, there would have been a threshold. But of that gain, he's not taking it all for himself. And as for the mashal, for the ne'er, didn't the Haflag give a very nice mashal? When you have one candle, one flame, light another candle. So the first candle doesn't lose out. So how come here he loses out? Yisachar, according to Rav Moshe's understanding. So Rav Moshe writes here in the paragraph, the underline, Mashadima lehalakas ner, shemalikim imenu neres harbe, lo nimat me'ora, where we have the comparison of candles lighting many additional candles, and none of the candles are losing out. Lo muvan de lo shaykh klal. I don't understand this mashal Moshe says. I don't understand. There's no shaykhus to our case. Deha haner de limud haTorah. When it comes to the candle of learning, lo haya efshar ela belimud haTorah uve mizonos v'chol tzarchei adam. The only way a person could possibly learn is if he has both learning and also support. You need both that. You need both those elements. Shlo haya yachol lahalik be'echad. You can't light even one candle without the learning candle, without parnasa and learning. Lo b'yisachar rota v'roi lo matorah. The person learning couldn't exist. Mishim she'atarach la'avod harbe zman, v'ulai kol zman l'mazon is kol tarach. He only has limited amounts of time, and he needs to support his family, so he can't learn without the zvulun. And lo b'zvulun she'kol eskav zvulun. If he would learning all day, be rather working all day long, v'ulai sagas mazon is finding parnasa, v'chol tarachim, ha'ein lo zman l'mon. He has no time to learn. So you can't have Yisachar and Zvulun without each other. It's not just Yisachar standing on his own. He still needs the element of Parnassah. He still needs that aspect of it. Ubehechrich la'lakas ner Torah. When referring to the candle of learning, tarach l'shem, you need both parties together. Dafka kafishisnu, you need both people playing a role here. Shezvulun yasuk b'inyanei mizonos v'chol tzarchim l'shem v'Yisachar yasuk rak b'Torah v'aydei shnem hu laku ner Torah. But it's not just a wax and fire. It's you need parnasa and you need learning. And therefore, the comparison to a candle of fire lighting another fire is not the same here. You need both these elements, Yisachar and Zvulun. And the only way to light another candle is if both the parnasa and the learning come together and they both need each other. And for that reason, Rav Moshe concludes that there's a split between the additional schar of Yisachar. So that's a very, very important machlokas between Rav Moshe and the Afla.
Is infinite. You can give two infinites. Why does it have to detract from one? You can keep his infinity and get the other one infinity. It's not, in theory,
a
measurement like Mazinus supporting financial support is a
so right, we can't understand Olam Haba, obviously. But we do have the talk about a chelik and Olam Haba. So there's something finite to Olam Haba. We don't understand. There's a finite of that which is infinite. Now, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give infinite to everyone if he wanted, those who deserve it. But Moshe felt it was very defined. Now, we're going to see Rav Asher Weiss, which I'm most satisfied with, and hopefully you will be as well, where he thinks both parties are getting everything. But again, Rav Moshe felt, just from the language itself, it was a choshen mishpat condition, it was an agreement. And although we're talking about something infinite, something nitzchi, it's brought down in the world of finite and choshen mishpat, and these rules apply. I mean, that's how Rav Moshe said it.
Moshe, you should take as least, the least possible.
Again, if it means that he can't learn more than that, if he only learns 12 hours and he's stuck and he can learn 6 more hours, so it's best for him to learn 6 hours and gain 3 hours of schar, if you will, than not those 3 hours. So Rav Moshe would still say it's worth it. It's just that Hafla would say, no, in that case you're getting 6 hours of schar. Rav Moshe says you only get 3 hours. So no matter how you slice it, they're both going to agree it's a great investment. The question is how much schar you're getting. Now, it's very hard and funny to talk about schar, of course, but the post we're talking about this.
And how does it work again if you don't have Zvul and Yisachar agreement, but you're just supporting the kolo?
Then it's supporting the kolo. That's the highest level of tzedakah in general is supporting kolo.
What schar are you getting?
It's just a schar of tzedakah. It's a high level schar of tzedakah. But this unique relationship, and Rav Asher Weiss is going to explain a little bit later what the schar, how it really differs from tzedakah, what's the difference? I'm supporting with the kolo, or I'm supporting through Yisachar Zvulun. They're both supporting learning. What's the real difference? So I'll say it now. We'll see this inside afterwards. I'll read this inside, I guess. He says that the chap of Yisachar Zvulun is that you're being makabel on yourself with the achrayus of supporting this individual. Meaning, if I give tzedakah to kolo, I write a check, and great, it's done. But I'm not taking upon myself a future achrayus. Yisachar Zvulun means I'm willing to support so-and-so for X amount of years. And that's a heavy load to, okay, maybe this year I did well, but the next 10 years, I may not do as well, but that willingness, that achraus, is really what makes Yisachar Zvulun different than just stam staka to limna Torah. So let's read now this next piece here of the Imre Bina, Rav Meir Albrach, 19th century from Poland. And he says, these two approaches that we said, really last week we spoke about, the element of tzedakah, of just helping kolo, versus a unique Yisachar Zvulun relationship, although it sounded like a machlokas, he says that actually they're both true. Eilu ve'eilu divrei lechem chayim, which means, I'll say this outside first, then we'll read this inside together. He says, when it comes to an aveira and a mitzvah, there are two results. There are two types of rewards and the two types of punishments. So he gives an example that if I do an aveira, anyone does an aveira, so there's something that happens naturally, and there's something that happens unnaturally. Or a person, let's say, could get ill. So that's a natural result of a person that did something wrong, and there's a natural result of that. And that's a punishment. And then there's something that's unnatural that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him on top of that. So a person gets sick with a virus, that's a natural disease. But on top of that, since he did something wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu slaps on top of him an external punishment as well. So let me walk through this together to explain what this all means. So turn to the next page, page number 2, the top of where it's bold. It's possible to equate both approaches of the tzedakah approach and the Yisachar Zvulun. What does that mean? So they shouldn't be arguing with each other. Based on what I learned from different rebbeim and different svarim, the damru chazal, the schar mitzvah mitzvah schar avera avera, that the reward of a mitzvah is another mitzvah, reward of an avera is another avera. Kipi shnayim yesh beonshe over avera. There are two punishments when a person violates an avera. Rotsa lomar, beis minei onshin ha'echad hu skuli. One is a natural thing, davik bepulas hara. When a person does an avera, that avera, a person, let's say, eats treif. Okay, that's a good example. A person eats treif. So eating treif, that will cause, let's say, some disease. Let's say, assume there's something physically wrong in that treif, the pig. That will have some natural impact on him. And then there's the external onish one gets from a kadosh baruch. So the skuli is what happens automatically, naturally, from doing that avera. It's davak bepulas hara. It's intertwined, it's intrinsic, it's connected to that actual avera. Kipogim benafsho pulas hara mamash. You did something wrong, and that's going to physically affect the person. It's going to be natural, automatic. Kamomisha shosa samav, a person drinks poison, hamamis or mashkas gufo, it's going to destroy his body. Kain mashkas nafsho haruchanis, bepulos hamugunas beosos basosohema. When a person does an evil act, does something terrible, it's going to affect him automatically. It's a natural result of that avera. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't eat treif. Don't eat pig. So too, avera as well, mitzvahs as well. But let's go down to the last line of this paragraph. V'chol avera, l'fi arka, mashchas nefesh ha'yisraeli. depending on how severe the magnitude of the avera, that's going to be the proportion of the punishment as well. Ad kitzarch letrufos rabos yisur ve'onshin kafi yediyas Hashem isbarach harofe ne'aman lerufaso. You need to take medicine. So you show like a person has a disease, has a bacteria, has a virus, you need to take medicine to get rid of that. So too, when you do an Avera, there's going to be a natural invasion in the body, in the ruchnis, and you need to take medicine to get rid of them. That's one type. That's what he calls segulin. But there's a second element, he writes. V'od yesh biladai zos onshe gemuli, which is something external, where Kadosh Baruch Hu slaps on top of you a fine, a punishment that doesn't come natural as part of the Avera, but it's an additional punishment. Ki over al gzeirah so yisparach Hashem. You violated the aveir. You went against Hashem. V'hishchitz nafsho mamish over al gzeirah samelch. You went against a kadosh baruch hu. You're destroying your nefesh. U'mashchitz ayde zek kli yakar shel melch she'onshe b'kfalayim. You're going to get double punishment. One is going to be a natural result, and one will be a punishment from the outside. So an example, person that gets into a car crash. He's speeding. So one thing, he gets injured from the car crash. That's the natural result. And the other thing is that he gets a speeding ticket and gets arrested for drunk, you know, being a drunk driver. So these are two different things. One is a natural result of the Avera, and one's an external punishment as well. It happens in the Ruchnis as well. Ulaham, we're reading the bold and halfway down the paragraph here. Yesh lomar. Da'achela ka'onesh ha'gemuli, which is the external punishment that Kadosh Baruch Hu slaps on top of that. Asher tzarech ha'adam lekabel b'shvil sh'avar ha'mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need to be makabel yourself. You need to do tshuva for going against Hashem. B'zeh ose Hashem chesed. That Hashem does chesed for a person. U'mekabel l'shavim. He's mekabel those who do tshuva. Miyad b'charata. When you do charata, v'aziv es hachet, and a person, he regretted what he did, and he leaves the chet, he'll never drink and drive ever again. Mocha Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives him. V'choter chatir metachas kiseh. Kabel l'kabel l'shavim. He accepts him. Problem is, the guy's still injured. He still got into the car accident. That tshuva, that mechir, is not going to affect his physical state. It will affect how Kadosh Baruch Hu views him. It will get rid of the external punishment. But the intrinsic punishment, that's still stuck with the guy. Im chola, ha'over ha'mitzvah ha'rofe, the doctor, the ill person doesn't listen to the doctor. V'shasa v'achol dvarm ha'mekalklim, he eats and drinks whatever, he destroys his body. Afim yifayis v'yitzratzi le'arofe. The doctor says, okay, I forgive you, did the wrong thing. But you're still sick. We still need to fix your body. He's mitzratzi me'apam, 100 times I forgive you, you did the wrong thing, okay, fine. I don't care anymore, the doctor says. But you still need to be saved. You still need to do refuah. You still need some. You still need medication. To return back to healthiness. So to when it comes to this natural punishment that comes automatic with every single avera, so only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, after a person goes through a really serious tshuva process, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, choter chatir metachas kisei kavod. He finds that place, he digs a hole underneath the kisei kavod, finds that place of tshuva, lekabla shavim, umavri nefesh achote. And then he gives a complete healing to the person who sinned. V'lazet tzarech sh'yisbal yisurim kifi erech achet. And that person needs to be mekabel the yisurim, all the medications to get rid of the natural averas. So here are the two different averas, the two different onshim. One is, again, a natural result, which is intrinsic to the avera and becomes part of the person, that you need yisurim. And then once that external one, a Kadosh Baruch Hu slaps on top of that, where if you do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu immediately removes it, but you still have to go through the process of yisurim to get rid of the more natural intrinsic punishment. So how does that help us with this? So go to the last page now. The last page here, reading the last two paragraphs, the bold. Vimkin. It's a very nice tshuva. Those who want to spend the afternoon reading it, figure to leave it there, those who want. Vimkin. Yesh Malkum Lomar, there's room to say, Devadei etem schar ha-Torah, va-mitzvah, hadavik be-hapula. When a person learns the schar that comes automatically, that's intrinsic to Limud HaTorah, bilti be-efsharis l'shati b'hem. A person cannot touch my learning. When I learn, when you learn, that schar that comes with Limud HaTorah, I cannot sell. No one else can touch it. Ki ayin l'ra'asa, no one's ever seen it. It's nitzchi, it's eternal. You can't understand or fathom the schar of Limud HaTorah. Vein mi sheyira rak ha'poel va'oseh. Only the person who does it, the actual oseh mitzvah, the one who's learning, only he gets to see it, experience that schar. It's untouchable. Vim echad yishcha lirav simano. Could I drink if someone else is thirsty? Will that work? V'yochel lasbia nafsho. Could I eat to satisfy you? Certainly not. That's a natural relationship. Hachi yuchal chaveru hamishtadel bezeh la'avi lachmo u'meimav lefanav l'shaber bezeh ravono. I can eat, so that guy's not hungry anymore. The Rava Samano, so I could drink, so he's not thirsty anymore. Im gufay reik v'lo ba el gufo milachem ashehu ocha. It doesn't work that way. So just like naturally, I can't eat for somebody else. I can't drink for someone else. I also, someone else can't take my learning that I learned that became the natural schar that is immediate, automatic, and intrinsic to my limud Torah. That's untouchable. That's what the Sefer HaFla seems to be talking about. That's what the poskim say. You can't sell it. That's the schar that can't be sold. But there's a second schar, he writes. The last paragraph. Ulam sug schar ha-gemuli. The unnatural, if you will, schar. The schar that Akash Baruch Hu adds on top of that, that's external to my learning. Sheino davik ba'pula. That's not intrinsic to my learning. It's a secondary type of schar. I read the Riyah Rama. That's what the Rama is talking about. That type of schar you can make a stipulation. That you can make an agreement. That you could sell. Because it's not intrinsic to my learning. Bezesh shapir yachal l'shtatev. That you can make such an agreement, such a partnership. V'yesh lo akev rab v'oseh v'tona shah kadosh baruch hu l'hachzik b'dei tam l'chacham. It's a wonderful thing to support those who are learning. Asher mivio tarasol l'chayol ma'aba u'l'hashim nafsho to help sustain him and his family. V'rotan habor yisbaruch shema bezeh u'mevada schar d'avik b'pulas ha'machzik. Aside from the schar that's intrinsic to the learning, there's also the schar that which is schar skuli. Ayesh lo b'kim abrios asher yakim as divrei Torah. You could add and split the schar gemuli, the external learning, that would be allowed by supporting it. By supporting the guys in kolom, by doing that, you'll get that schar. So that's what he says, that can be sold, or that at least can be split. That's his beautiful understanding. Halach l'maisa, what is this person supposed to do? So let's finish off now. I didn't want to copy the whole tshuva. Rav Asher Weiss has a beautiful tshuva in his Chelik Beis Siman Nun Tes. It's not too long. It's very clear. I'm going to read through it a little bit. What he says, halach l'maisa, because the question was posed to him by people in Kol. Some Avreichim in Kol said that their Rosh Kol was forcing them all to enter into this agreement, the Yisachar Zvulun agreement, with all those who were supporting them. And was that the right of that Rosh Kol to force them to sign an agreement or to enter into such an agreement? They want to just sit and learn and keep the schar to themselves. So what does Rav Asher Weiss think about this? So he first quotes from the Pele Yoetz, Rabbi Elazar Papa from the Bulgaria, and he writes as follows. It's a Baal Musar, the Sefer Musar. He writes, Tam l'chachem, sheyesh lo afilu muat mishalo. A person who's got very little, v'roi lo lios mitztamik v'yafalo. He should minimize his enjoyment of this world. Lo yisrata lito pras, he shouldn't be willing to take money from somebody else. Ulimcher chelik mitaraso, he shouldn't sell his chelik in learning. Nothing could equal the schar limud he gets. That's what he recommends. Don't sell your Torah. Don't give up. Learn as hard as it is, as hard as it is to pay the rent and get the food. Live in such a way, don't sell your schar. And he quotes from the Zohar Kadosh and Chai Sara. Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi was not willing to take any money, even though someone offered him a lot of money to be very, very wealthy. He says, no, divrei Torah nechmadim mizav mipaz. Torah is more beautiful, more precious than gold. Ubevadai, had he given half his olam haba away to become rich, he's swapping the Torah with money. Doesn't make any sense. One moment in olam haba is greater than all the olam haza, so a person should not give it up. Don't give it up. And he says, and if you're going to tell me that, what's the big deal? Don't you have the mashal of a ner to a ner? I'm a Yisachar. I'll light my candle and give him also schar. I'm not losing out. It's not going to detract from me. He says, it's domi l'malik ner miner. He says, davar kasha. It's hard to understand that. Because if that's the case, that means a person who's being supported is getting the same schar as a person who's not being supported. And we have a concept, the person has to be most nefesh to learn. So a person should try hard to learn b'mesiyas nefesh and not learn barvacha, because then it doesn't make sense. The same schar, it shouldn't be the same. Because if you're telling me by my candle lighting someone else's candle, I'm not detracting, my flame stays just as strong, that means my flame who's I'm being supported is just as strong as the guy who's not being supported? That doesn't make sense. We have to be most in effort to learn Torah. And he therefore says, a person should not give up any of his schar limud Torah, don't enter into such an agreement. But Rav Asher Weiss points out, in the beginning of this Sefer, Pele Yoetz, he talks at great length how important it is for Zvulun to support Yisachar. So the Zvulun guy, he says, you're asking me advice, you have a lot of money, I'm telling you, go support those in Kol. When the Kol guy comes to him, he says, don't take the money. Don't enter into such an agreement. So the Zvulun guy should do this, but Yisachar says, no, thank you. Keep it to yourself. That's what comes out from this Peleyotzirat. So Rav Asher Weiss, what he says in the end of the day is as follows. He says, Mi anochi akatan v'adal lachlok al amud hamusar bala peliyot. Who am I to argue on this? I can't argue on this. But I already explained to you in a previous discussion how there's a machlokas whether or not the person, the zvulun is viewed as tzedakah or is viewed as this unique relationship in Talmud Torah. Ubeikra davar, kvar biart, I already explained, the yesh shnei drachim b'chol ikra la hilchasada. There are two approaches. Yesh, I remember those who say, the chol inin yisachar zvulun, enu ala schar hachzakas hatara, it's supporting limud Torah. It's like a type of tzedakah. It's like supporting, helping a person get married. It's a tamchei Shabbos. V'chol nosi mimono k'dei lachzik Torah bechlal zvulun. That's the zvulun. That's fine. It's not a gather tanai or kinin. It's not an agreement. It's a type of tzedakah. And that's one approach. That was last week what we discussed. But then there's the approach of the Rama, who says there's a real agreement here. The yachol adam lahas nosim chaver. You can make a condition. You can make an agreement. You could almanas lachlok imo b'schar to divide the schar. That was the other approach. Fine. He says that the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mi she'ief shar lo lomod, one who can't learn, yitin lachem l'holomdim. If Reuven can't learn, if he doesn't have the seichel, doesn't have the skill set, doesn't have the time, support others. Rama writes, one who does this, one who supports others, ki'ilu hu lomid ba'atzma, as if he's learning on his own. And this is based on a tour. So what comes from this is that the tour holds, and the Rama Paskin is that one who supports learning, it's ki'ilu he's learning himself. So he says as follows. The fi shita zu, according to this, pshita, she'ein chelkel shel Yisachar nigra aydei schar shel zvulun. Yisachar doesn't lose out. Does not lose out just because zvulun supports him. He doesn't lose out. So let me explain. Says Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss has this unique approach. He says, it's neither tzedakah nor is it Yisachar zvulun. If it's tzedakah, tzedakah means that Reuven's supporting, let's say zvulun supporting Yisachar. Zvulun gets schar, Yisachar doesn't lose. If it's this relationship, this agreement, it sounds like Yisachar is losing some amount to Zvulun. They're splitting. Rav Asher Weiss says it's neither one of them. He thinks it's no different that when a Rebbe teaches a Talmud, the Rebbe doesn't lose out because he's teaching a Talmud. The Machzikei Torah, the Zvulun, is helping the Kol Gai learn. He's helping Yisachar learn. Just like the Rebbe is helping the Talmud learn, the Machzikei Torah is helping the Talmud learn. So is the Rebbe losing out because he helps him learn? So the Rebbe's helping him learn because he teaches him how to learn. And Zvulun's helping him learn because he's supporting him how to learn. They're both helping learn. So Rav Asher Weiss says it's big Kiddush. Now, Leonidas Daiti, the Chuliyama, no one or everyone agrees, Ein Yisachar Mafsik Klal. Yisachar doesn't lose a thing. The Ein Kan Shutvus B'Schar Olam Haba. It's not a relationship where they're dividing Schar Olam Haba. That you can't talk about. What does it mean that they're Shutvin Yisachar Zvulun? He says, they're shutvim b'tamud ha-shatara. They're partners. They're learning together. It's kilu heim lomnim zemze. It's like they're chavrusas. Da tomech Torah u'ma'afshir lachem lomo. Those who are supporting learning, it's nechshev as if he's the malamit, or like he's the Rebbe teaching. So Rebbe teaches how to learn, and the supporter allows him, gives the possibility for him to learn as well. They're both doing two things of engaging and enabling him to learn. The chialami Torah mipi rabba, one who learns from his Rebbe. Oh, shnayim halom de mechavrusa, two chavrusa learning. They're mafrishin schar lezelzeh. They split the schar. That's hard to say. El pshita shekadosh baruch hu meshalim schar lechalecher v'yachad v'kach gam b'yisachar zvulun. Kadosh baruch hu gives each person a separate portion. No one's taking anybody else's portion. A rebbe learns and teaches, and he gains his chelik, and the talmidim get the chelik, and those who are supporting also, they're not taking Yisachar's chelik. Yisachar gets his chelik, and the machziki Torah are also getting their chelik as well. Then he says, "V'nir lehosav." I want to add further. The ikker malasa shel zvulun, the ikker chiddush of zvulun, is ikker schar b'ma. Well, I mentioned earlier, b'mashu mekabel al atmo achrayos leparnasaso shel Yisachar. His willingness to be mekabel on himself. I'm going to support so and so in the kolel. Lo yotzei dei chavas benisina ba'alma. I'm not just giving a present. I'm going to support him, whatever that means, whatever amount that is. That's what the Iker chiddushes of this partnership. He's feeling the pain, the struggles of what it's like to be in kolel to support a wife and kids. It's very encouraged. He encouraged one to enter in such a relationship. According to this now, Ein kan zilzel mitzad Yisachar. Before they said, it's a zilzel. How would Yisachar sell his chelek? To sell my Torah? Doesn't make any sense. I could put a price tag on my chelek. It's not a zilzel, he says. It's actually very different. It's actually the opposite. It's actually a zechus for Yisachar to allow Zvulun to support him. Yisachar is getting a zechus for doing so, he says. Ein ko zilzel mitzad Yisachar. Kasher hu miskashim Zvulun, when he connects, when he has this agreement. Adarabba, it's a zechus for Yisachar. He's giving Zvulun an opportunity, not to be in a haughty way that I'm learning and you want to support me, I'll give you zechus. Not like that, chas v'shalom. But still, it's a zechus for both parties to be able to engage in this partnership together. The kach also Shimon Achi Azariah, we saw this last week, that Shimon and his brother Azariah, they had this relationship, one learned, one taught, one made money. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Migdoli Olam, many people for generations have entered into such a relationship. The chinomar shelo nahagu kugan, are we going to suggest that Shimon Achi Azariah, the first mission Zvachim, did the wrong thing? Very difficult to say that. Rabbi Yochanan and all the others throughout the generation have done this, and it's hard for us to say they did the wrong thing. The gam, it's also hard to say, rachok ulomar, difficult to say, Zvulun, yirdof, yishtadel, we say Zvulun, try to find the kol guy, look hard for a kol guy to support him, b'chol oz, lahachzik mitzvah, get this mitzvah. But Yisachar, we tell Yisachar, you know what? Run far away from Zvulun. So Zvulun, we tell him, chase after the Yisachar. Yisachar, run as far away from Zvulun. Doesn't make any sense. It's a tarte de sasre. And therefore, Rav Ashi Weiss thinks, it's too contradictory. And therefore, Yeshala Adam, he says, granted, a person should run away from gifts. Sona matanas yichya. In the end of the day, if Yisachar does need the money, he needs to be supported, he should not run far away. He should engage in such a Zvulun, engage in such an agreement so both parties should get an incredible Zuchus. And finally, he quotes, finishes quoting from the Sefer Keser Rosh here, who quotes from Rav Chaim Vilozhin, the Chavin the Chal Iker Din Yisachar Zvulun, Ein Ela Kasher Lelo Tmicha Zvulun, Lo Yuchal HaYisachar Lomod Kol Tzarcho. The only time we recommend this is if Yisachar cannot learn had Zvulun not helped him out. Keita Yimna Meitazu, how could we tell a person not to learn this? Vibata Mitamudo. In other words, we're not talking about a guy who's got Parnaso. A guy, he could cover his costs. That person should not engage in the Zvulun and Yisachar relationship. But a guy who would need to leave Kolo or learn less because he needs to make money, then we would highly recommend the person to engage in this, and it would be an incredible zechus for both Yisachar and Zvulun. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.